Okay, my name is Dave Adelson, and this was scheduled to be the Pacifica National Governance Committee meeting. We as yet lack quorum, and in the interest of time, we've decided to have informal discussion prior to convening the formal meeting once we make quorum, at which time if there's anything we need to do in terms of motions, we can do. I think we should call the roll anyway, just for record keeping purposes, so people know who's here.
All right.
Arpal, can you call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron, David Adelson.
Here.
Teresa Allen, Mary Berg, Max Blasche.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Marty Derlin.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Arpal Martin is here. Sarv Randhawa. Sandra Rolline. Serene Roberts. Rob Robinson.
Here.
Deb Shafto. Hakim Takash. So we have 8.
Okay, because this committee includes an affiliate director, Marty Derlin, it has 16 members and quorum is 9. Unlike for other committees. So
may I ask a question?
Sure.
I have never known Teresa Allen to be on this call. Is she a member of this committee?
She is, and she has been. She's been on past calls, yeah. I think if you look at the minutes of the last meeting, she was on that call.
Oh, okay, because I remember Deb Shafto. I don't remember Teresa being on. Okay.
Yeah, Mike Martin was originally on, and when he resigned, Teresa replaced him.
I see, okay.
And she didn't make a couple of meetings during that transition.
She may be on that working group. She is on the finance committee.
Okay, no, that's fine, because I just thought if she wasn't on it, then we'd have quorum. Okay, that's all.
Anyhow, so in terms of substantive issues on the agenda for today are the working group reports, and my understanding is that the only working group that's met is the bylaws working group. So, Lydia, do you want to talk about what that group's done so far?
Sure. At our last meeting, what we were considering was the fact that there is a resolution that the PMB passed last year that requires, number one, as we know, a convention by the end of March of next year. But number two, there was a resolution stipulating that there had to be a 6-month notice to that March convention, which would bring us to the September PMB meeting. And clearly, I think from everyone that's involved, that we're not at the point that we can make a determination about the bylaws convention, much less give any specifics about where, when, or what it will be. So we are recommending, and this was unanimous, I believe. Yes, it was unanimous from the working group that the PMB pass a resolution to, instead of a 6-month notice, to reduce it to 3 months. That at least gives us more time to determine what we're going to do. So that was the only unanimous recommendation. The other issues that were discussed, so the non-unanimous discussion points, were to possibly attach a couple of days if we decide to have an in-person convention, which does not mean we can't do other things in terms of passing bylaws. But if that were to happen, that we recommend, or that it was recommended, it was proposed, but again, not unanimously agreed on, that a couple of days be added to the PMB meeting. In other words, like if we do it, let's say instead of March, because that might be too soon, if we did it in the June meeting, that you would add 2 days, you would start the convention on Thursday, maybe do Thursday, Friday bylaws, and then Saturday, Sunday, the PMB meeting. And that would significantly cut down, at least on the cost of all of the PMB members that should be there and the LSB chairs, etc. And so I thought at least that was a positive. The other issue that we discussed was the possibility of the PMB enabling itself, that is passing something which the bylaws allows for right now, is to pass bylaws at any public meeting in 2006. So at 4 meetings, open up the possibility. But again,
could you explain what you just said a little better?
sure. Okay. Right now, the bylaws read that the PMB can vote on bylaws changes once every in a 12-month period once. And so if the PMB votes on the bylaws change that we propose regarding the elections and has been discussed and so forth in September, then that meets that the once in the 12 months. What we are recommending is that in all of 06, as part of the bylaws process, so we're looking at not necessarily leaving everything to a convention, whether there is the, whether we eventually have one or not, but that everyone recognizes there are changes that need to be made and that the PMB allow itself, which the bylaws permits for the PMB to vote and have and add additional times during the year that it can pass bylaws. And so what some of us recommended, these are not unanimous items, so I want to stress that, was that the PMB pass something which would enable the PMB to, at any public meeting, not to pass bylaws on phone meetings, but at public meetings in 2006 as part of this whole bylaws revision process. And that would significantly cut down on having needing an extensive multi-day convention, for one thing.
Doesn't that require a bylaws change to do that?
No, the bylaw says that the PMB can vote to do that.
Okay.
And so it just takes a simple vote. I think it might be a two-thirds vote, but it takes just a PMB vote. So that was that. And also just this notion of, again, is having, not limiting ourselves. None of these things are exclusive. In other words, you could pass some things at the PMB. And you can also, very importantly, that we have discussed, and I think there's a growing sense, including from members of the election committee, is that there's a good deal that can be passed and should be in policy, including, for example, an election manual that we aren't working on, but the election committee is working on. And those things are clearly policy issues, but can be passed and have a direct impact on the way that we are functioning in that instance in the elections. But there are other issues. One example, for example, might be, that came up at least at our local group in LA, was this issue of first class mail, which our entire committee in LA would prefer. We think it would be an absolutely great idea. We know it's somewhat more expensive, but nevertheless, we also realize that from year to year, it may not be feasible depending on the year that it falls on. So that might be something that could be factored into a policy so that every election year there can be a national assessment as to whether the foundation can afford it, so that in principle, when we can afford it, we would do first-class mail, for example. That's just an example. I'm not putting it out, although, you know, we certainly thought so here in L.A., so, but there are just countless issues that simply need that go almost without objection. Also, that can be dealt with in the course of the year easily and simply, without necessitating a very, you know, an elaborate convention setting. That doesn't mean that there won't be items that do need to be hashed out. And so, for that reason, another component might be adding a day or two to the PMB meeting. That might be another way to go. So those are the ideas that we've just kind of tossed around.
Did I hear somebody join the call while Lydia was speaking?
No.
I heard.
Hi, yeah, it's Serene. I'm going to be muted most of the time. My background's rising.
Okay, so that means before you go, Serene, let's start the formal meeting, and if you could hang on so you can stay here when Arpal calls it. Arpal, can you go ahead and call the roll?
Yes, I have to demute first. Okay, Grace Aaron, David Adelson.
Oh, here, sorry.
Bruce Allen, Barry Berg, Max Blaché.
Here.
Lydia Brezon.
Here.
Marty Derlin.
Here.
Dane Gatewood.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Sarv Randhawa. Sandra Rawline. Serene Roberts.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Here.
Okay, okay. Deb Shafto, Hakim Takash. Okay, we've got nine.
Okay, so I sent around a proposed agenda. that calls for the meeting to take an hour and 40 minutes. Includes approval of minutes, the setting of the agenda, the approval of minutes, and let me get back to it, and the working group reports. Would anybody like to move approval of that agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda. Lydia?
Any additions or discussion on it?
Dave?
Okay. Yeah, Bob?
Can we deduct the time that we've already spent informally on that? I don't have it in front of me. How many minutes was for the...
30
minutes. I don't think we're going to come anywhere close to it, to needing it.
Okay.
But if you'd like, yeah, so yes, let's say we will reduce that to 20 minutes then.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Any objections to approving the agenda with that amendment? Okay, then that's the agenda for this meeting. The next item is...
just come on?
Yes, this is Sandra from Houston.
Hey, Sandra.
Hey.
We just approved the agenda. We've had some informal discussion from the bylaws working group before that, and we're now approving the minutes of last month's meeting. That was July 28th. Is
okay.
A motion to approve those minutes.
Oh, yes, I move to approve the minutes.
I second.
Okay. Any discussion? They were sent by our Paul shortly after that meeting, and I retransmitted them last night. Any amendments or changes? Okay. Is there any objection to adopting those minutes? Hearing none, they're adopted, and now we're going...
Who moved to adopt them?
Lydia.
Okay.
And then I second it.
So now we're into the working group reports, and we've already had some informal discussion from the bylaws working group. Do you want to continue, or
there was only one voting item for this committee. In other words, one unanimous recommendation. The rest of what I reported was discussion with varying opinions on it. But in terms of the one thing that we all agreed on was the passing a resolution to give 3 months' notice instead of the 6 months' notice, which would require the PMB to announce the bylaws convention at this upcoming meeting, which is not feasible.
Okay, so could you reformulate that as a motion?
Move that the PMB pass a resolution to give 3 months instead of 6 months' notice for the bylaws convention scheduled for March of 2006.
Okay, so that's on the floor. Discussion?
Let me see what I have here. I have that we ask the PNB to pass a resolution to require 3 months.
Instead of 6 months notice.
3 months instead of...
I want to add that just because the PNB probably doesn't know it gave a 6 months notice clause.
Notice
for the bylaws convention, scheduled March of. Not scheduled. What is it?
Proposed.
Pardon?
Proposed.
Yes, proposed for March of. Well, proposed the PNB
actually. Didn't they give a range of times and then
no,
March
they
was?
Didn't.
Yeah, they did. It was from
was it?
The fall
after
of
September.
05 to, yeah, from September
right.
05 to March of 06.
Right, but March of 06 is the farthest time.
Right.
Well, okay, so there was discussion. Did I hear Rob start to say something?
No.
No? Would anybody? I mean, I have some things about it. If nobody else does, I'll go ahead. That scheduling, is March really reasonable? You're specifying March in the motion, but when you were discussing it, you said it might need to be in June.
That's right. But right now, we're just buying time.
Well,
because we don't have a new proposal for June.
In terms of the motion, then, might it be good, rather than to specify the date of it, just to say 3 months in advance of the convention?
Okay, fine. I was just doing that to educate the PMB, because it's the PMB is the one that said March was the latest we could have it. So, but that'll call for a different resolution anyway.
Can somebody refresh my memory? The March deadline was introduced to give the network enough time to make changes to the bylaws before the next round of elections. Is that right?
Yep.
And now, if we were to move that to June, however, that would be pretty much out of the... That would not be working, or would it? It would be very close, much closer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's true, except that we don't see how it can happen even if you do that in March. That is, at the very least, if you have the... This is why we passed that last resolution about the election change, because if you pass things at an end of March convention, and we don't know what passing means, because you're still guided by the bylaws, which requires six directors to propose a bylaws change, or the membership by 1% of the signatures. And so even if you got consensus on the number of, electoral items, there are a number of items that would require a vote by the membership, which is why they were trying to have it coincide with the elections. But we just don't think that the timeline would even be feasible. I mean, it's still possible, but remotely, I would say. But if that's just an opinion, that's why I'm not addressing that deadline or suggest, no, we're not suggesting we move it. What minimally we have to face is the September deadline to announce a March convention. So, in other words, in January we could still announce a March convention. So this doesn't preclude that yet.
But not if there's a six-month notice requirement.
Yes, not if there's a six-month notice requirement. So we're just trying to at least minimally fix that and give us an extra couple of months to figure out what we're going to do.
You know, there may be a number of issues that we need to discuss about this working group, but this seems very non-controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Do people want to keep this? We can dispense with this motion and continue to discuss the issues before the working group. Do people feel ready to vote on this yet?
Yes.
Okay, if they are, then let's go ahead and consider. Is there any objection to the motion?
I should read it as
please do.
We changed it slightly. Okay?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
The motion is, as I have it now, that we ask the PNB to pass a resolution to require 3 months instead of 6 months notice for the bylaws convention.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, it passes without objection. Okay. Lydia, you had mentioned that there were differing ideas on the working group, on the things you'd reported on. Do any other members of that working group who differed from you want to go on record what the differences were?
Right, but before we move on, will you take that resolution to the PNB?
Our agenda is already so full that I don't know if we can do it at the teleconference on Monday. I can notify Julia.
No, I'm in it for September for the PMB meeting.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying.
I was just wondering, you had presented your point of view on several items that you said were not items of consensus, and I just wanted to know if the people who disagreed wanted to weigh in on them. Okay.
The thing I've been saying is this is going to be a big deal whenever it happens, and what we need to do is not feel like we absolutely need to be rushing through everything at breakneck speed. If we do something later than had originally been planned, but we do it right, that's better than rushing and screwing something up. The original motion was passed in October of last year, and we then pretty much lost about 6 months. So the original idea was to, people were going to start doing this in October of last year, and, you know, so there was going to be a lot of lead time to get the thing done. And so for the whole thing, my whole mantra for it has been, it's better to do it right and in a way that, you know, keeps things on an even keel than to, try to do it to an artificial deadline and risk screwing something up, because the bylaws are so important.
There's also has not been a tremendous amount of response to it. I thought that, for example, having the on-air announcements about the bylaws changes that we had proposed about the election timeline, that would have generated some additional interest, but
but it's clear, at least here in L.A., that that has not happened. There's nothing really acting as a little fire to light under people to get involved again with the bylaws. I also failed to mention in my report is that Deb Shafto did some research on video conferencing, video casting from the various signal areas, because that was proposed as an option from KPFT working group. But the research that she did, number one, it is very expensive, but also that it only allowed, at least with the company that Deb dealt with, they have particular sites in the various signal areas where they're set up to do this, and those sites only allow for like 35 people. And hopefully once we get to a convention concept that there would be, I mean, here in L.A., even our public forums render us at least, you know, 100 people when the board organizes them. So I think, you know, that was kind of unsatisfactory and pretty expensive. So, but anyway, but it isn't like that, like there aren't folks exploring these various options, but there is no consensus that I can see as to what a convention should be. We haven't gotten that far.
Further discussion on these issues?
I have a question for Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
What is the approximate cost?
Of the teleconferencing?
Yeah.
I don't have those figures. I'm sorry. I was looking for them. Deb, if Deb gets on the phone, she has them all because she did them all.
Okay,
and,
maybe.
You know, the one thing that we were, I think, kind of clear on was that we can do any and or all of these things. In other words, we can have incremental approval of bylaws by the PMB. We can have, we can have the convention later. We can have a few days tacked on to the PMB, and we can have teleconferencing. I mean, it doesn't, nothing is, you know, you don't have to pick one over the other. You can really do it all in order to, and I think that we'll have to do most of the things. And, of course, have little mini conventions in our local signal areas as we get closer. That's something that I think was very much embraced by everyone. So, anyway, that's our...
Well, just could I make a point?
Sure.
This is Rob. It's hard to estimate what the costs are going to be because it's very, very difficult to understand how long the convention is going to take. And how many people are planning to attend. We do know that we're going to have to spend money to have an election next year. And if we have, you know, if we have further difficulty with revenue generation in certain areas of the network next year, the bylaws convention could become a problematic expenditure. Could I say it again?
Go ahead, say it again.
If the network has difficulty generating revenue in certain areas next year, and depending on the time, the duration that this convention takes, because we are also going to have to be spending money next year on an election, the cost of the convention could become a problematic expenditure for the network.
Say that again.
Is this a game? Because I want to get in.
He just meant that as an expression. Don't say it again.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Who's that?
Serene. Yeah, I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard a few people talking. I heard Serene and there was somebody else.
Yeah, this is Max. I'd like to say something.
Okay, why don't we have Serene first and then...
Oh,
you.
Go ahead, Serene. Yes, I'm sorry.
I do think that... I know that in two areas there's been not very much work done in terms of having a committee. And I know that in other areas, in L.A., New York, and apparently in Houston, there's been quite a bit of work done. I do think that there are a couple of things that we need to ask people to do. One, it would be wonderful if we could find a volunteer, maybe out in L.A., to create an index for the bylaws. I know that someone has done the table of contents, but it would be great if we could have the index done. So that when we do look at issues we are looking at it in a holistic manner, so we'll cover everything to do with ballots everywhere they appear. The other thing, and I was chatting with a friend today about that, at one point when we were discussing the initial, when we were going through the initial bylaws process, we had that grid, remember, with everyone's versions of particular,
yes,
on particular
mm-hmm.
issues.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could find someone to volunteer, I know, you know, Pacifica is full of people with lots of free time. So if we can find someone to volunteer to do that, those two things, in that order, I think the index is more important than the other. If we could get that done and then have some focused work on what we need to change and start that process. I do think that we should make this adjustment to 3 months and actually work as though it's going to happen in March. If it turns out, because we would have completed two fundraisers, one in October and one in February for most stations, by March, if in spite of our research and our work and our discussions and so forth, it appears that it is not economically feasible, then we can decide to not do it. We would not have lost the benefit of the work because we do have to do these revisions at some point. Some of them, I think, are more urgent than others. And certainly, I came in while Lydia was speaking. So I didn't hear everything that she presented, but she's quite good at summarizing, so I'm quite sure she covered everything that we discussed. But while we can only send out one ballot every 12 months, certainly there's some corrections that can be voted on as we move towards a physical, and I do think it does need to be an in-person national convention, although we can certainly have mini conventions and you know, more than one, depending on how interested the folks in the local area are and how productive and efficient we are in our approaches when we get together, you know, as we move towards this. But it's definitely a matter of combining techniques. I'm personally not in favor of the teleconference thing. There's something about actually being in the room with people that I think can enhance communication. I think it's important that we do that and combine it for cost saving sake with the in-person convention, as she discussed.
Well, the thing is that, Max, you're next, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say when it comes to costs, so off the top of my head, I'd say that you should take the average cost of your typical PNB meeting and maybe multiply that by 4 or 5 to get a sense of what it's going to cost. Of course, the big factor is the size of the number of people involved in the actual convention. But that could be a good way to start. We're talking about substantial amounts of money here.
Bob, can you add me?
Go ahead.
And Lydia, can you add me?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, yeah, I agree with Max, and maybe a request to the working group would be perhaps your next task could be to develop some cost scenarios based on a range starting at, I don't know, pick a minimum. Three delegates from each, or, well, I use the word delegate with a small d, but three representatives, elected people, however, later on to be decided whether they're LSB or separate people, whoever. Three people who are not PNB members per station, and then on a sliding scale up, how much would it cost to fly in three, how much would it cost to fly in 5, 8, 10, and then that would give us and the PNB, you know, some idea of what's affordable, because unfortunately, you know, we may have our political ideal that to have the most political views represented, we should have 10 from each station, but that just may be totally unaffordable, so we may have to compromise. So the sooner we have cost data, you know, for hotel and airfare, the sooner we could start thinking about that decision. And I agree with Serene's general kind of approach to the decision about the time, except I think February is too late to cancel a March convention. So I think we're going to have to, we being the PNB, is going to have to go on the situation as of the January PNB meeting and decide based on the funding, you know, the overall financial balance or lack of it in the network, whether we can afford to proceed in March.
Lydia, and then I'd like to speak.
And I'd like to jump back on also, thanks.
Yes, before Dan left, the national office had asked all the GMs to factor in $15,000 in their budget for a convention, and you know they're basing it on costs of a PMB meeting, and then at locally here at KPFK, the governance committee had proposed tacking on an additional $5,000 or $20,000 per station, $100,000 for the network. We don't think it should be more than that. I mean, we know it can always be more than that, but we think we shouldn't try to go for more. We should try to go for the least. And, of course, that would be curbed considerably, and you'd have more representation if you do, as, in fact, WBAI representative had recommended, which was to tack it onto the New York. But one of the things that I forgot to mention in my report also is that we had also talked about, in terms of prioritizing our focus, because there's so much in the bylaws that it needs to be worked on, but that we should start with elections. And so for that reason also, we have added the Elections Committee, the National Elections Committee, to our listserv, although there hasn't been much activity on it so far. However, that was the reason, because we really do think there needs to be a national focus on elections, simply because the elections are coming up, and minimally we'd like to have an election manual, etc. So that at least is a point of prioritizing in terms of the context. And but in terms of the cost, that's where we are right now, is $15,000 to $20,000.
Per station.
The point I want.
Per station, if we were to do a separate convention, but if we tack it on, it would be considerably less, because it would be a set 2 days, and you'd already have paid all of the PMB and the LSB chairs as part of the regular PMB meeting costs. You'd only be paying for the rental of the space for the 2 days and flying in the extra listener reps.
The point I wanted to make was just that about budgeting. Question is, do we have this stuff budgeted at all these stations? We're in the budget process. I know BAI just finished its budget. Jane, I don't know where you guys are at. I seem to recall you're...
Yeah, we budgeted $15,000.
Okay. Yeah, everyone was asked to budget $15,000.
Did BAI?
No, actually, there was nothing. Serene, correct me, or Paul, correct me if I'm wrong. There was nothing in the budget, not a penny for this, and none of us remembered about it.
I didn't see it broken out specifically.
But there's 45 for elections, and I don't know that the elections are necessarily going to cost 45. So I don't know whether it's rolled into that.
No.
I think it was a separate item. I'm not sure
whether in our case the 45 includes the bylaws money.
Right, but I think that they do it uniformly throughout the network as to where it's placed. So I'll ask locally to see which line item it was put into.
Well, to follow up, you know, Rob raises this point, and I don't think we can really talk about acting as though we're going to do it without budgeting. And, you know, people have to say this is real enough that it's going to go into these budgets, and some of these budgets are really tight down to the wire affairs. So I guess my feeling is that it needs to get nailed down. Not now. We can't. It's always easier to defer decisions, but we can't defer this decision. And that we should, you know, make the decision and come to the September board meeting either planning to do it or planning to hold off. And I'm curious what other people think of that.
I'd ask to be on a sec earlier, because I remembered something that had come up in some committee discussion. I think we had talked, Lydia, about possibly getting a grant to help cover the cost. Was that this committee?
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting my committees blurred or what?
I think you mentioned it in passing, but I mean, we didn't act on it or propose anyone in particular to do it.
So maybe we can get that task assigned. I know we didn't have quorum for earlier this week. I was actually stuck in another meeting. But if we can maybe investigate that possibility, it'd relieve a big load.
Bob?
Go ahead.
I don't think this is the kind of thing that any foundation is going to fund. It's too remotely removed from the kind of services or advocacy or media expansion that's normally funded. But in any case, I agree with you, Dave, that we should put the financial planning on a very fast track so that when the PNB meets next month in Houston, when we're dealing with our overall budget, we can build in scenarios. So what I was saying earlier about the different scenarios, if the working group could make that the very next item, and maybe we could plan just this one time, hopefully just this one time, the committee to meet before the PNB, and not our normal meeting date, right? Isn't our normal meeting date after the 23rd?
Well, Bob, the problem is that no one has decided what it is. I think that that in this case, the national office was wise in asking all the stations to budget $15,000. We already know $15,000 is budgeted. So, but the problem is that throughout the network, there is no consensus as to what the convention is. Therefore, you can't even begin to factor in whether you want representatives from all the stations, and these are listener representatives or whatever. That's just one way of looking at it, and the fact of the matter is that you don't have sufficient consensus to, even on our bylaws convention committee, to get to that point. I can't see where we're going to get any closer, except I can only give you the $15,000. That's a done deal. That's supposed to be in all the budgets. And,
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, and so any other budgeting that we're talking about, I think, is projections over and above $15,000, and I, at least in L.A., we're saying no more than $5,000 above that. So I don't think our committee, by meeting again, is going to come any closer to that, because there's no national consensus on what the convention will be. That's about the best guess. It's $15,000 to $20,000. Those are, that's a working number.
Well, and
because 15 of it is already budgeted, and 5,000 more per station is not going to break the bank. So,
well, except at BAI.
Okay.
Actually, the 15 will break the bank. Our budget is precisely balanced. We have a $2,000 surplus for the entire year. So, if you throw in 15,000,
but you don't know that it's not already in there.
Well, I'm pretty sure, because we went over it with a fine-tooth comb, and Andrew would have said something if,
Well, no, Bob, my point was, I don't know whether the 45 that we have set aside for elections, because there was transition there, between Don and Indra, so I don't know whether that wasn't put in on a separate line, but whether, in fact, it was just included in LSB stuff, because it's all governance-related. So I think we should actually check.
Rudy's on that other working group right now. Someone wants to pop off.
Well, I know. I'm looking at this is Jane. I'm looking at the WPFW budget, and I don't actually see that 15,000 line item. I know we talked about it
I think it's. I'll find out where it is.
See,
and
our
and
line 6595 LSB elections is 26,000. But I do not see that extra line. I know we talked about it.
Okay, well, I'll find out what the line item is, and I'll just email it to everyone, and then everyone can check in their respective.
It's definitely not part of LSB elections, but
right. But then everyone can check respectively. I'll get that, because we're just going around in circles now.
I'm not seeing it elsewhere either, which is a little.
But this is Rob, David. If I could just.
Yeah, go ahead.
But one of the things that really affects this, and I do agree with the things Serene said about the importance of getting it done, one of the things that makes it possible is if the LSBs, either individually or as a group, can get focused on what needs to be changed in the bylaws and prioritize the big policy issues versus the stylistic and procedural problems in the bylaws. And that way, to the extent that there's some clarity to begin with about what needs to be done, the bylaws convention is going to be less of a circus. And what the problem that we're having at WPFW is getting the committee to meet at all. So, you know, the problem is if the signal areas, and I know other people are being much more disciplined than ours is, but if the signal areas really wait until the last minute and the LSBs wait until the last minute to focus on all of these things, then there's going to be tremendous pressure to send a whole raft of people, you know, to argue about whatever. And there's not going to be clear focus, and it's going to be hard to control the costs. Whereas if there's clarity throughout the network about what are the key issues, there's not going to be so much of such a great need for there to be hundreds of members of the cast and crew on site for the convention, which means the cost can be more manageable. So that's, you know, that's where working in advance, as you suggested, is going to make a big difference about whether or not this is doable or whether it becomes enormously expensive.
May I jump in? This is Mark.
Please do, and then I'd like to go.
Yeah, this is right on target. In Berkeley, we're way behind in a way because we've been consumed with other things. We're going to be meeting this Saturday, as a matter of fact, the first real serious meeting on the bylaws. And so perhaps we can catch up, but we need to sort things out and try and come up with the priorities and organize ourselves accordingly. And we hope to do some of that this Saturday.
Yeah, I want to just follow on with what Rob said, which is if we can't by September get some clarity on things like, already have the outlines of structure, goals, and costs, then, you know, I'm really hesitant about it because while we may say, okay, 3 months before, it's really, what, 6 or 6.5 months off of that. And by that point, we should really have a sense. This is what we're trying to do. This is how we're going to do it. Approximately, this is what's going to be there. To say that we're going to get that together 3 months early, you know, 3 months ahead of time, it just doesn't seem realistic. And given the demands that are all around the network. I mean, it's not just at Berkeley where they've had their minds on other things. We've got things going on at many stations. So I'm just looking at this and saying, is this really, you know, something that's going to happen and that we should be putting all our effort into if we can't get clarity about it at least 6 months in advance? So I think to say that between now and, a month from now, I mean, I think if people are serious about it, then we've really got to get the outlines of the kinds of things Rob was talking about in terms of goals and other things about form together by the September board meeting and present it as a committee and say, this is what it is we're talking about.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
I disagree. And so, number one, that suggests that we haven't done anything. It's a new process because it's not like the whole bylaws process that we went through last time when we started from scratch. And so there is a certain lack of energy and whatever. But I know here and at KPFT and the election committee, I mean, we've all been moving forward. It's kind of a slow thing because we are trying to reach as much consensus as possible so that we don't end up like we did last time with the bylaws. And so what we are uncovering, what we are discovering are some of the things that I mentioned, that it doesn't all have to be about the bylaws convention. It's a bylaws process. You could even say that the bylaws convention is part of a whole process. It culminates in, you know, 2 days in June or whatever, but that it's an ongoing process, and that's the process that we're going through. But to say that you have to have it by September, I don't think is... It's number one, it's not reasonable, and I don't think that it's necessary. It didn't take us several months to just pull together the resolution, to change the timeline that we did. It just took one meeting to do that. So, you know, it can be done. I think that if we find out that all of the stations have budgeted $15,000, whether we have it in March or in June or don't have it at all next year, at least, you know, that takes some of the pressure off because we don't have to come up with that money. That will be a deciding factor, and I'll find out what the time, you know, what the line item is.
Oh.
But beyond that is that it's an ongoing process, and a lot of people are working on it. Locally, we already have a table of contents. We're developing an index. Our local election committee here already has a finite proposal on STV changes and so on and so forth. So things are absolutely moving toward that. But But the only things are how many people are going to be coming from each signal area. I don't think that has to be decided by then.
Just a note on time. We've passed the allotted time for this. However, I think that the working group on code of conduct hasn't met. So, and in the working group on contracts, we haven't met, and I just have a question. So would people like to stick with this for another, say, 15 minutes, or shall we move the
agenda?
About
10 or 5.
What do other people think?
10 would be fine with me.
10.
10? Okay.
I'm fine with 10.
Okay, 10 more minutes on this then.
Dave, this is Marty.
Marty, go ahead.
Things are moving rather slowly on the affiliates front as well. And I don't remember who said it, but I really agree that we should be careful about the changes we make. And, you know, it's better to do it later well than sooner badly. Kind of obvious. But I'd be in favor of trying to put it into June. And I know that has implications, I guess, for the elections. And I wonder if we could talk about the elections issues. We had a big discussion about it several months ago in the bylaws working group, and what this time schedule, you know, what impact it's going to have on the upcoming elections. Could someone clarify that for me?
Okay, can I respond? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, in your absence, Marty, well, not totally in your absence, you were one of the sponsoring directors of the resolution that we passed on the bylaws. So what that will, that just minimally helps things along when the one big complaint in terms of the entire timeline being too long in terms of the not having enough time to get the ballots together, get them out, and get them back. So that's been fixed by this amendment that you'll be voting on on Sunday in September.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so that moved along, and that's the kind of thing that what we were talking about can be done. There are fixes that can happen outside of a convention, and in some ways it's very useful because you get to concentrate on just that one issue and really assimilate it. I know when the bylaws were originally passed, I know that some of the PMB members did not fully understand everything that they were passing. At some point you just get drained and you end up raising your hand or not or whatever. But in terms of if you do it like this, you can assimilate the important issues, and then the little issues you can, you know, pull together in different ways. But again, no, I don't recommend rushing through anything just to say that we have complied with a resolution to have a convention, not at all. But some people are moving forward, and we also think that this notion of having an index, which Roger Zimmerman here in Los Angeles has volunteered to do, is going to be extremely useful, because then we can all be on the same page between the table of contents and a word index. It'll be enormously useful as we move forward as a network, and as more people join the listserv from the various bylaws groups, then we won't be duplicating efforts, and I think we can start picking up momentum. That doesn't mean that we can make it by March. I personally agree we can't. I suspect, you know, June would be the earliest. But the implications about the elections is that if the elections committee comes up with an elections manual that does not conflict with, at this juncture, with the bylaws, then we can still have an improved process, not an ideal process, but an improved process. We will already have one with the resolution we passed, with the amendment we're about to pass.
Okay. Thanks, Lydia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. May I jump in?
Please do.
Yeah, three things, if I remember them. First of all, I'm looking at the budget for KPFA, and we have a line item, LSB election 6595. That's 15,000. And then 691 for the local station board, we have $11,000. So these are the only two entries, but I don't see anything specific in here, any line item that refers specifically to the bylaws convention.
Well, I'm gonna ask what the line item is, and then I'll send it around, and
okay,
everyone can look it up. Okay.
And the other thing that I would like to say is this. As far as the meeting in September is concerned, it seems to me that what we should be talking about is some kind of a concept that could be presented in September. We don't, in my mind, we wouldn't need to work out all of the details, but it might include some sort of a model for the convention itself, some of the costs, and what we would be expecting to accomplish during the convention. And but this would help people focus on the issue and help people think about the options or sub-options. And it seems to me that it would make sense to try and have that for the coming meeting of the committee.
Okay. I can request from the various committees to... I know there are more than one proposal. There are at least three proposals that I know of in terms of what the convention would look like. So... we can try to synthesize that and see if we can get any kind of a consensus in the working group.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. But.
Yeah. And the other thing I'd like to ask you, Lydia, is if you have any document that the committee has generated that you could send to me, because we're having the meeting on Saturday, and I think it would be helpful to summarize for people what has gone on elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If you could send some of that to me, you know,
okay,
the work
sure.
that has happened, that you've done with the elections and what have you. That that would be very helpful to me.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bob?
Go ahead.
Lydia, can you just post that document to the whole list?
Pardon?
The document you just promised to Max, can you post it to the whole list?
Well, I was going to send him bits and pieces of things that we're doing locally as well as... you know, nationally. I mean,
working group documents.
Yeah, but I'm saying we could all profit from it.
Okay.
So you could share it. But my main point is that I think that if the working group could go next, well, I guess there's several things would be great for you to do. Maybe this isn't the working group. Who is this the same working group that's going to start looking at the substantive proposals coming from different cities and see where there's commonalities or how to frame them in ways that make it, you know, a discussion that can be parallel for the
well, different
work.
Are you talking about, well, what we're looking at, well, it's, our function has never been clearly defined.
Okay.
And however, I think our primary focus is the convention itself and how that's going to work. So proposals about the convention, even though we did that one amendment on, about the election, that was because in the course of our work we found out that we were against the wall in terms of a timeline. So, but our primary focus right now, especially judging from everything on this call, is that before September, any proposals that you have for how the convention, what the convention would look like, we would welcome.
Okay. Well, then this.
I mean, I know of three.
Right. So, and yeah, if you can share those or summarize those in writing, that would be helpful. But the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm thinking about the timing. Let's say it's in June, and there's amendments that relate to elections. Because of the 60-day notice requirement, that they couldn't be voted on until the September 06 meeting. So that probably is going to be too late to affect the 06 elections because it'll be right in the middle of the cycle. So my question to you, because you started this, Lydia, with a very good notion that things that are non-controversial that affect the 06 elections we should do quickly, as you know, and not wait for the convention. So what I'm asking, do you or anyone on this call know of any other proposals besides the one that's already scheduled to be voted on in September that we should be thinking about for that would affect the 06 election process that we can do before any convention?
No, not really, because there. I mean, we wanted to defer to and not get into the issues out of regard for the Elections Committee, and also not to duplicate efforts. But they have apparently started a whole work of developing an elections manual, which would affect the elections and wouldn't necessarily require the membership vote and so forth. So we're waiting to hear from other committees as well.
on that and see what they come up with. Not that we're not coming up with things locally, but there are a myriad of things that we can pass at PMB meetings. That is also, as I said, an option, and also certainly in policy. I would really stress using policy whenever we can and it doesn't conflict with the bylaws.
Dave, I have to get off the call. This is Marty.
Okay, and we're at the end of this item, and most people want to...
I'm sorry. One quick question for Marty, if you can, before you leave.
Sure.
You said, this is Serene, you said that things are moving slowly with the affiliates. Can you sort of tell me what folks are considering doing and
what's
where
on the
you
table?
Are?
Yeah. Well, one of the suggestions is that we, one of the issues that has been troublesome, and it hasn't arisen yet, but is that anyone can nominate, any affiliate can nominate someone for the PNB. And we created the Pacifica Affiliates Alliance to give an election process to selecting affiliates nominees. But the way the bylaws stand now, anybody can be nominated, and that means they, even if there are two candidates out of the Affiliates Alliance, which is a very easy thing to join with no fees, you just have to be on the listserv and say, we are a member of the Pacifica Affiliates Alliance. I mean, it's not a complicated or an onerous or, you know, there's no gate up. Any affiliate can join it easily. But affiliate stations can simply nominate a candidate, and then that candidate has to be considered by the PNB for seating. So two candidates could come out of the alliance, and any number of candidates could come out of the rest of the affiliates, and the Pacifica board would either have to fly everybody to the meeting to see who would be seated or figure out some way of dealing with that. Now, it hasn't come up yet, and in fact, you know, it hasn't been a hotly contested seat among the affiliates, but that could happen at some point. And my proposal is that all of the nominations should go through the alliance, because it gives it some credibility in terms of people being elected and having to put forth proposals and an actual vote in an election to validate those candidates.
And what's the alliance membership now, roughly?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't even know roughly. I can't even tell you. I think it's around 20 or 25 out of many, many more affiliates. But that's
and one final question?
That's really a ballpark.
Does that include LPFMs?
There are a lot of LPFMs, and I think it's a question for Ursula. The thing is that the affiliates working group hasn't met. There was a meeting at GRC, which was, I think, truncated and then had to be started again, and which I missed and I can't report on.
Yeah, I was at that.
Okay. Anyway, so the affiliates need to meet en masse. We need to speak about it in the alliance. We need to talk about it in the Pacifica National Board Working Group, and none of that's been done. So, I mean, that's one of the issues. The other one is that my proposal is let's seat the affiliate members at the same time as the rest of the board is seated.
Right.
So that affiliates can be considered for positions, chair, vice chair, and secretary, because that gives the biggest opportunity for the foundation to, you know, use the people it has on the board. So those are two things that are being considered, and they haven't been talked through any of the groups I mentioned.
Okay, just one last quick question.
Sure.
Do you know whether information about their ability to become involved is automatically passed on to affiliates when they become affiliates? Do you know what that process is?
I don't know, and I think that's certainly something that should be, you know, that would have to be coordinated between the PNB and the affiliate director. And, you know, so that we really get that word out. There are listservs, and we're relying on the listservs primarily to get the word out to everybody.
Okay.
But we may be missing people, absolutely.
Okay.
Is that it?
For me, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Serene, for your questions. And so I've contacted Teresa, who's the trying to get a group of the affiliates working group together, and I'll try to attend the next meeting. So we'll try to get moving on it, but we'd hope to deal with it by the end of July, and here it is almost the end of August, and it's, you know, there's no firm proposal coming from affiliates, or even the most of the discussion hasn't taken place.